1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we got 55 degrees here in Sheboygan.
It's a little higher than the temperature expected for today, but we could see an isolated shower as well under partly sunny skies.
Kohler Company last night unveiled plans, but very few details for a fifth golf course in Sheboygan County. It would be located on Kohler property along Lake Michigan, just north of the Kohler-Andre State Park. Town residents packed the Wilson Town Hall for last night's meeting. Mike Bosch is one of them. He said he needs to hear more.
Well, I'm mixed feelings at this point, because I think it's a beautiful piece of land that is just a wonderful, pristine wilderness area. But on the other hand, it's a great place for a golf course.
Kathleen Remmer said, though, she's heard enough.
Why destroy the last pristine, most natural lakeshore dunes habitat on the western shoreline of Lake Michigan?
Town did approve a pre-development agreement, making Kohler cover costs as the planning process continues. Rusty, they didn't give many details, I assume.
Not too much, but they're hopefully going to give out more as the process goes forward, along with some public comments available.
All right.
All but one Sheboygan County School District had a higher percentage of students being proficient in reading and math this school year than the state average. The State Department of Public Instruction provided achievement test results for all public school districts today. For the nine districts based in the county, only Sheboygan had their percentage of students proficient in the two subjects fall below the state average. That was 36.6% for reading, 48.6% for math. All other districts finished above, with Kohler having the highest percentage in both subjects. Now, school districts will also be paying attention to how they've done over the past years, and it's a bit of a mixed results over the past five. Now, a link to the full test numbers can be found with our story on our website, WHBL.com.
Wisconsin has only one flood warning today. The Peshtigo River in Marinette County, about an inch above flood stage this morning, slowly rising. Meanwhile, flooding remains a concern along the Chippewa River in northwest Wisconsin. Hydrologist Craig Schmidt says there's still lots of snow on the ground in that area, and the flood threat will remain for at least the next month or so.
The upper reaches of the Chippewa Basin has quite a bit of snow still on the ground. The water in that snow is 2, 3, 4 inches. And adding another probably inch of water to that, maybe an inch and a half of water to that, is going to further up the threat as we get into the potential for warm temperatures and maybe additional rain in the next couple weeks.
The death toll from the tragic mudslide in Washington State continues to tick upward. Authorities announced today that it's up to 34. The previous count was 33. About a dozen people are still missing from the mudslide that buried a community on the outskirts of Oso, about 50 miles northeast of Seattle.
State Senator Joe Lipom of Sheboygan said the most recent legislative session was a great one. During Sheboygan's morning news yesterday, Lipom, who joined us in studio, said residents will see the benefits of legislative action with lower taxes and withholding funded by the state surplus. Lipom said the legislature, in addition to that, was also able to provide good, sustainable funding for government programming and set aside money for emergency purposes.
We have a record amount of money in our budget stabilization fund, our rainy day fund. So again, I look back at the past legislative session and, you know, I'm here with pride to say, hey, we got some good things done, and I think the state of Wisconsin's in really pretty good shape.
Rusty?
We keep hearing that Wisconsin's voting system is politically tattered and broken, but a national report says it's still pretty good. According to the Pew Charitable Trust, the Badger State had the nation's third best voting system in the 2012 elections, behind only North Dakota and Minnesota. The Pew study measures things like voter registration and turnout, waiting times at the polls, and how military ballots are handled. It's stayed away from the hot-button topics of voter ID and reductions in early voting, both of which majority Republicans in Wisconsin have been pursuing.
Well, gunfire broke out in a California police station yesterday. We get more on the story from William Lajeunesse.
A Los Angeles police officer is recovering this morning after a gun battle inside a police station. It happened last night around 8:30 when a man walked into a mid-city substation, said he had a complaint. He fired at two desk officers, hitting a 7-year veteran 7 times. The officers returned fire, critically wounding the suspect. The officer is in stable condition, although police now say he was not wearing a bulletproof vest. No word yet on motive. In Los Angeles, William Lajeunesse, Fox News Radio.
A Sheboygan man who was on the run for nearly 4 months after failing to return to the Sheboygan County Jail will now be going to prison. 42-year-old Dexter Love was serving 90 days on a misdemeanor charge last November when he was released on electronic monitoring. When he failed to return, officers determined he was at a home on Ontario Avenue. They arrived just as he ran from the home, but they were able to track him to several locations until he cut off the bracelet and threw it in a dumpster at the Clark Station at 17th and Indiana. Love was arrested on other charges in February and charged with escape. He was sentenced recently to a year in prison to be followed by 1 year on extended supervision.
Well, UW-Madison police sent 10 drinkers to detox centers and cited 13 others for underage drinking at bars and parties for the Badgers' Final Four basketball game last weekend. Spokesman Mark Lovicott said it was the worst weekend of the school year for alcohol issues on a campus with a national reputation as one of the best party schools. Seven of those taken to detox were UW students. 21-year-old Madison student found unconscious in a restroom at a cafeteria with a blood alcohol content of 0.37. Experts said it was near fatal levels. That forecast, Rusty?
We have partly sunny skies, maybe an isolated shower as well. High near 50 today, 30 for a low tonight, and mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 60.
Currently, we're at 55 degrees. Of course, we got Brewer baseball coming up this afternoon on WHBL. Our pregame gets underway at 2:30. WHBL news time now at 12:06 as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL.